Greetings, fellow wine walkers. This is Tom Harrison, the wise guide. Please join me now for an adventure to walk your why. Tell me, how would you feel if you knew you were here on this earth to wow the world? Yeah, seriously, how would it feel to you if you knew you were here to wow, W-O-W, to wow the world? How would that feel? What would that mean to you? I'll tell you what it means to me. First of all, for me, wow, to wow the world, that word wow, it's kind of a cool word. I love that. Wow. You know, I mean, for me, I mean, sometimes it could be a negative thing. You could be something horrible happens. You're like, wow, how could that happen? For me, I really associate wow with something positive. Like, wow, that is so awesome. Right? That's the way I like to think of it. So first of all, let's be clear. I'm talking about a very positive wow. Not the wow, I can't believe that happened, that's horrible. But wow, that is so awesome. That's amazing. That's like the ultimate. Okay, so we're on the same page. That's the kind of wow I'm talking about here. So for me, that's the kind of wow. And I see wow, I'm looking at it through the lens of an acronym. Which, you know, okay, it's a little cheesy, but walk our why, right? So my thing is walk your why. So it's also about walk our why, right? But of course, when I say walk our why, that suggests, and rightly so, because it's what I'm suggesting, that we actually all share a why. What? Well, first of all, what does it even mean to walk your why if we share the same why? Well, here's the deal. Here's what I believe, and I hope my beliefs bring you closer to me rather than repelling you. But I gotta be straight. Gotta be straight with you. This is where I'm coming from. So to me, when I say walk our why, I am referring to a collective why, a collective purpose, a collective essence that we all share. Every member of humanity shares, and actually I would extend that to every member of life shares. And I kind of couch that in another acronym, ECO. Now, I've had an ECO interior design business for many years, and most people believe that that's just ecological interior design. But for me, it's always meant ecology, compassion, oneness. Now, I'll be perfectly honest, I haven't really been always great at knowing how to work with those three elements. I can speak more to this later, but in a nutshell, it comes from, I had a spiritual, for lack of a better word, a spiritual download, an epiphany, a eureka moment about 20 years ago that basically told me I am to do something with the concepts of ecology, compassion, and oneness. And at the time, with having had most of my work experience in the construction world, and at that time being involved in ecological design, higher education courses for ecological design, it just seemed to make sense that I would express that calling, you know, that download of having, needing to do something with these ideas of ecology, compassion, and oneness, then I would express it from the standpoint of the construction industry, and ultimately they became ecological interior design with a focus on cabinetry and focusing even further, a narrower niche of bamboo cabinetry. Right? And so I've been doing this work for 20 years and I still have that business. I love that business, especially now that I've reimagined it. That's a whole other story. But what I'm getting at is that this concept is anchored in my own experience, and I've come to realize that this spiritual download that I received is why I am where I am now, and it informed my very existence, because I've come to realize that those concepts of ecology, compassion, and oneness were not just for me to carry forward in my life, not just for me to tap into. But the essence of the message was that message was the essence of all humanity. Now, this is my belief. This is my philosophy, right? You don't need to buy into this. But I hope you will see some merit in this philosophy. I hope you will see some value in where I'm coming from. Because I strongly believe, and this belief has increased over the years and it's become, for me, crystal clear. Now, that doesn't mean my articulation is always clear. I'm still working on that. But for me, this idea that we all share this essential purpose that can be distilled into the terms ecology, compassion, oneness. What that means, in essence, is ecology. I am life. Compassion. I am love. Oneness. I am one. And as a human being, I know this. Whereas all other life, as far as we know, and there could be other species who also have this consciousness, but in general, our understanding is that essentially most of the life, most of our fellow beings of life, right? Everything from bacteria, amoebas, bacteria, viruses, elephants, monkeys, bugs. I would argue the earth. I would argue the universe. They are their essence, right? A tree is its essence. And even if that tree was replanted in a different place, the tree's going to do everything it can to be its essence. Right? If it can live in that environment, it's going to do everything it can to live in that environment, to be true to its essence. It's just what it is. It's who it is. For us as humans, we actually have the choice. We actually have the choice to live true to our essence or not. That's crazy. Why were we ever given that choice? Isn't that an amazing experiment? And really, how many of us would even have any clue what that even means? What is my essence as a human being? Now, my guess is that those of you listening to me now get that on some level. And perhaps you get it very profoundly. Your essence. But I'm suggesting that each of us share this essential truth of life, love, and oneness. And I'll go into this more in other recordings, blogs, etc. This is a relatively short walk, but I wanted to get this concept out there. I want to run it by you. And I hope you will explore these ideas with me and truly feel into the profound beauty of being one who wows the world. Happy trails.